Test. 1, 2, 3. Hike! 34. 56. 120. Hike!
Roger takes the snap. Humps and one. He's going long. Down the near sideline for Drew Pearson. Pearson makes the catch at the 5. Touchdown! Pearson goes in for the touchdown! And the Cowboys score! Would you believe it?
Cock to banner, melted by gamma rays, turned into the Hulk.
Ain't he on gamma rays?
Wrecking the town with the power of a bull.
Ain't no monster clown who is as lovable
as ever loving Hulk.
Hulk!
No, you won't like it. You won't like it. I'm angry.
Today we find our mild-mannered Dr. Banner doing some springtime gardening in his backyard. When he starts to feel weak, he starts to feel famished. As he stretches out to reach the weeding tool, something comes over him.
I'm getting angry. I can feel it. I may be turning into the Hulk. I'm turning into the Hulk. Or is it William Shatner?
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Oh, no. Please, help me. Ow. Oh, you're getting bigger. Getting stronger. Getting greener. Look at me. Green. Look like the Hulk. Taller. Heavier. Giant. Master. Master Hulk.
Hey guys, it's me. It's me, the Hulk. I'm big and green, and I'm hulky.
Hey guys, I'm the Hulk. I feel weak. I'm feeling a little weak. As I got it, I need to finish winning. I got no energy. What you say? I'm gonna go shopping.
Yes, that's a good idea. Let's go, Hulk. Let's go to the store. Do some shopping. What do you need?
I also need to stock up on protein. And protein shakes. Green, big, protein shakes. Oh yeah!
Can never have too much protein. Good idea, Hulk. Gotta stay fit, strong, and green. You're the Hulk. Here we go. The Hulkmobile. Let's start up the Hulkmobile. And drive over the fossils.
Okay, here we are at Foster's. Let's go get the protein. Come on, Hulk, let's go.
The Hulk is coming. Have protein.
Let's go get some pork chops, some hamburgers, some chicken.
I buy ramen noodles. Ramen, no noodles. And, Hulk, you get a ramen, noodles, and peanuts.
And let's get some turkey and some hot dog and some barbecue chicken. Because I gotta make a smoothie.
Welcome to Foster's. Happy local grocery store. Everything you need. We got cakes. We got steaks. We got pancakes.
Do you have protein?
Yes. Pancakes.
What kind of protein?
I think corn.
Corn, yummy. What else?
Pancakes. Think of pancakes.
What about waffles?
Waffles.
And bacon.
Bacon. Coffee meat. Coffee creamer. I need, fresh and delicious everything. Come over with me. I'll show you. We'll be back. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. There's a Hulk. Hello, Mr. Hulk.
Hello, Hulk.
Hello, Mr. Hulk.
I'm doing good.
Good with you?
I feel happy.
Very happy?
And I like, I be angry.
Angry? Oh, but you're angry. Don't worry. Everyone's happy.
I'm happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay. Don't worry. Thank you. Thank you.
Hulk! Lloyd City!
What?
9 second pancakes.
9 second pancakes.
I like pancakes.
Pancakes!
And maple syrup.
Happy, 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 happy.
And so our happy clerk at Foster's, Mr. Peter M., saves the day for our hero Hulk by providing him a happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy experience and plenty of protein and maple syrup.
I love the pancakes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Peter. Hulk is happy. Happy, happy, happy. Hulk.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Hi, Phil.
Oh, hi, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much.
Did you see Anne Reinking last night sing your song on the Academy Awards Against All Odds?
Yeah, I did. Wasn't she great? Yeah. You know, I originally wrote the song for her, you know.
No kidding.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And what are you doing there?
Oh, I'm just trying to finish some lyrics that I've been trying to write, you know. I'm looking for that final little thing. You know,
looking
that,
for kind of a...
Yeah, that final...
Ah! 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 My thumb! Ah! 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 My Hamana Hamana Ucha Magucha Susu Studio.
Perfect. Hey, not bad, Puffy.
Hey, way to go, Puffy.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's with the band tonight. A nice welcome for Mr. Phil Collins.
Thank you, thank you! Thank you, don't mention it. Nice crowd, eh? Right, last tune. Let's try us the studio, okay? Thank you, then, gentlemen. Well, it's our last song now. Thank you very much for coming. We're gonna try, this is a tune called The Studio.
country.
Sharks, sharks, gonna talk about sharks. Shark, 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 shark,
I like that.
Top 10 facts about sharks.
I'm DJ Waxa. It's about 4 facts about sharks. Number 1. The sharks can have 30,000 to 40,000 teeth in the lifetime.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I like sharks. I like sharks. I like in the water.
Sharks are very dangerous in the water, especially the hammerhead. And also, sharks will kill you in the water if you approach them, especially the great white tiger shark.
Number 2, the sharks can hurt over huge distance and see in darkness.
Sharks also eat people, and they can be very dangerous predators too, so watch out for great white sharks.
Watch out!
Many sharks are in danger. Before uncover the amazing world of the sharks. Some sharks can bite people, they feed them. They give them fresh meat abroad, and they can see them on the water. They're big. Their sharp teeth, they're kicking a boat with people. But you get out the water and teach you the movie, the sound, the Jaws, Jaws 3. They're very in danger.
And there's another movie called The Meg, which is about the biggest shark on a planet called a Megadon. That's pretty crazy. A lot bigger than any other creature in the ocean.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick.
How are you supposed to talk?
Jim, what's your favorite the sharks in the water sea?
Tiger shark.
Hey, Patrick, what's your favorite sharks in the water?
Hammerhead shark.
Cool. My favorite sharks are big and they're two, and the biggest shark are the age, the fear.
Cool.
Peter, what's your favorite shark?
Hammer shark! Hammer shark! Hammer shark!
How many tongues?
Hammer shark, 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 hammer shark.
Seth, what's your favorite sharks?
You can't get in there, bud.
Can't get in.
Yep, can't get in.
All right,
go ahead.
What's your favorite sharks?
I like the hamburger shark.
I like pizza shark.
That's not the movie, the food sharks. Some sharks have a very dangerous system. The word is history of sharks came around the bone. I'm gonna water the fish and eat people. I can see them.
I also like gray white sharks too, and I also like tiger sharks. Those are pretty cool too.
What is that?
This is very hard to understand for everyone. The very endangered sharks. The only deep side darkness. The prey and the bug. The bug on the water. And
it's kind of hard to talk when you talk. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Where sharks come from?
The sharks come from in movie. The sharks 1, 2, and 3 are there underwater. The flood.
They come from the ocean.
The ocean.
What part of the ocean?
Deep blue sea.
Thank you, Patrick.
Oh, Casey.
This is very serious sharks. There's some animals that sharks can the cage or trap in there. They beat the fresh meat by a snake or fish or anything. They can't eat. Or will die people can't swim in the ocean.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Jim.
How do you know the difference between a shark and a whale?
Difference between a shark and a whale is that whales don't really attack people, but sharks do, and sharks and whales are a little bit bigger than sharks.
Okay, I have a question here too.
Whales are mammals and sharks are fish, Jim.
How about stingrays?
Stingrays are considered fish too. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
DJ Pat, sign off.
I'm DJ Waxer. Sign off.
I'm DJ Big Rick. Signing off.
Pennsylvania. Vacation May 11th through the 15th, 2026. Peter M. I won't be at Viability on the 11th through the 15th.
Ever been to Hershey's?
I've been to Hershey's.
How many times?
I think 9 times.
Wow, that's a lot.
Guess how many times I've been to Hershey's?
Yeah, how many?
Yeah.
11.
11.
Wow, 11.
Yep.
Cool.
11 times.
11 times.
I
never
been. Yep.
I got a question for you, Peter. How many Hershey bars can you eat?
One.
One?
If you had more than one, you're at the Hershey chocolate factory where they make all the chocolate. They make all your dreams come true. And they said, Mr. Peter M., we'd like to give you as many chocolate bars as you can eat. How many would you?
One.
How many would you eat?
Nope.
Would you eat more than one?
Yes.
Come on.
More than one.
How many more than one would you eat?
Just chocolate.
Would you eat 5 candy bars?
No. One.
Just one. Okay. How many, Patrick? How many would you eat?
I would eat 6 Hershey bars.
Jim, how many? How many Hershey bars?
7.
7 Hershey bars for Jim.
Yep.
6 for Patrick. 1. Only one. Only one for Peter. Peter, are you sure you don't want more than one?
I like 1 Hershey bar.
Okay. Peter's going to be polite and eat only one. All right. Patrick's going to eat 6. And Jim is going to eat 7. Wait a minute. How about, are you guys, all 3 of you guys going to Hershey,
Pennsylvania? No, I'm going with just myself.
I'm not going.
Okay. Are you going, Jim?
I've been to it.
You've been there before. Okay.
I never been.
What do we like about, wait a minute, what do we like about Hershey, Pennsylvania? What are we going to do there other than we're going to eat 1 Hershey bar, and then what else are we going to do?
I'll go to Strasburg Railroad. Great. Yeah, I do.
What is that place? Tell us about that railroad. Go ahead.
It goes from here to here.
And then where does it go from here?
To here.
Okay. All right. And does it go anywhere else?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Very good. And what town is that in?
In Bronx, Pennsylvania.
And what else are you going to do in Pennsylvania? Are you going to go to Philadelphia?
No.
Nope. That's the home of Rocky Balboa. You know Rocky?
Rocky.
You love Rocky Balboa?
Yes.
I love Rocky.
How many Hershey bars can Rocky eat?
I don't know.
I bet he can eat 12.
I bet he can eat 50.
All right. What else? So you're going to go to the railroad. You're going to go to the Hershey Park. Or are you going to go to an amusement park?
Ow.
What are we going to eat for breakfast?
I'll eat Best Western.
And what are you going to have there?
I like a egg and cheese sandwich. And I'm going to have a trick cereal.
Okay. Are you going to have Scrapple for breakfast?
I'll have a English muffin.
With Scrapple? Side of Scrapple?
Yep.
Here, tell everybody what Scrapple is. Go ahead.
Scrapple's in New Jersey.
All right. And what do they put in Scrapple? What is that?
I don't know. I have to put, like, English muffins.
Does anybody know what Scrapple is? Jim, no. How about you? Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, Patrick, you know what it is?
I don't know either.
I encourage everybody to go to the store and get Scrapple. You know where you can get Scrapple?
Yeah. Foster's. Grocery store.
Foster's grocery store.
All right. Well, we hope you have a good time on your vacation. Peter will miss you, and we can't wait to hear all about it when you return. All right. What say you, Jim?
All right.
What do you think? You know who I think likes Scrapple?
What is that?
It's a breakfast delicacy.
Oh.
It's a pork. It's kind of like sausage, but not quite like sausage. Mixed with cornmeal and spices, and is very delicious. What? And you know who loves it? What?
What kind of spices?
All kinds. It's a secret. It's like a secret. It's like the spices in KFC chicken. We don't really know what it is.
I'll try Scrapple sometime. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Go to the grocery store. You can get it.
Was that, right there.
Was that like a recipe or something?
It's an old Dutch favorite.
Dutch?
Yep. And Pennsylvania Dutch people that settled here years ago, and they eat that and still eat it today. And you can find it in grocery stores all over the country.
I'm Dutch.
Jim is Dutch, folks, and he's going to eat some Scrapple this week.
He's a Scrapple this week. Congratulations, Jim.
Come back and tell us about it and talk to Mr. Peter about his vacation.
His vacation.
Let's talk about that some more. Go ahead. All right, I guess we're done.
Yep. Right.
You had a question?
Jim had a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
Does it? Is it like a chicken patty?
Are you? What are we talking about now?
The Dutch stuff.
The Dutch stuff? The scrapple? Is it like a chicken patty? No, it's made of pork.
What kind of pork?
It's the kind of pork that comes from a pig. Hogs.
Yeah.
Hog pork. That's all, folks. So it's like almost like a sausage patty. Not a chicken patty, but a sausage patty, like a pork patty. But it's different. Mix it with cornmeal and spices.
What's a cornmeal?
It comes in a little brick.
Yeah.
Like
a piece of cheese.
Like a brick of cheese almost. Yeah. And you slice it up. You put it in a frying pan.
Yeah.
You cut it up. You put it in the pan. You heat it up.
For how many minutes?
Sizzle it up.
How many minutes?
It depends on how you like it. Some people like it nice and crispy. Some people slice it really thin. People slice it a little thicker. All right?
Yep.
Have it with an egg. Crack an egg on top of it. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
You know who else likes scrapple? I bet you. I bet you I know who likes scrapple. Casey knows who likes it. What do you say, Casey?
I like the idea.
But who's that? Who's that likes scrapple in your notebook?
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger likes scrapple. All right. And if Bob Seger, if you are listening, we'd love you to come on the show and talk to us about how you enjoy eating scrapple. We'd love that. We'd love that. So please, anybody out there who knows Bob Seger, have him come on the show and talk to us about scrapple. And what else can we say about our friend Bob Seger? Go ahead.
He's from Michigan.
He's from Michigan. Do they eat scrapple in Michigan? Do we know? I bet you they do. I bet you they do. Not as popular there as Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
Yeah.
Actually, John Bon Jovi, I believe, is from New Jersey. I bet he likes scrapple. I wonder who likes scrapple more, Bob Seger from Michigan or
Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. What do you think, Jim? What do you think about that?
Bon Jovi.
You think John Bon Jovi likes it better? So I challenge, or I invite both John Bon Jovi and Bob Seger, legendary rock and rollers of all time, and we love them both, to come onto our show and talk to us about their love of scrapple, or maybe they don't really enjoy it at all. We can find out. They can come on the show and talk to us. All right.
Now, where are we going to happen?
I would love it to. I would love it to happen. I don't know if it will, but you know, we're inviting them both. What do you think, Jim? You want to invite them both? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't mind. Right in the microphone. I wouldn't mind visiting Bon Jovi and Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, yeah.
To the radio station.
All right. And maybe we can have a battle of the bands. You know?
I love seeing Bob Seger. I love him. He's my favorite. Bon Jovi, too.
How amazing would that be, huh?
That'd be so amazing. It'd be a wonderful experience for me and all of us.
But we're gonna bring it back to reality, at least for now, until we get a call from Bob Seger or John Bon Jovi, and we're going to hear more about Bob Seger. And maybe we'll hear some about Bon Jovi as well. Go ahead. We got DJ Casey telling us about Bob Seger. Yeah.
Okay. This is DJ Waxer. Talk about Six Facts about Bob Seger.
Hey, by the way, turn the page. Turn the page. You can turn the page in your notebook. I'm sorry, Bob Seger. Go ahead. Little joke there.
Number one.
It's Bob Seger. Turn the page. Number one.
He goes silent before and after shows. Number two.
Number two.
He didn't vote whole time rock and roll.
Number three.
Hey, Kyle wrote a no one hit for the Eagles.
Number four.
He had the same major for over 50 years.
Number five.
He took 11 years of the up to wise his kids.
Number six.
He made a little mistake in night movies. That's all. This is DJ Russell and Son of Good Luck, Seger.
This is DJ Passinoff. Good luck, Bob Seger.
That's all, folks.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, cowbell. Cowbell. More cowbell. Here you go. Big cowbell. Yeah.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three, get ready and tell some jokes. Here we go, once again with Jokes with Elvis.
How y'all doing out there today, huh? Huh? Alright, time for some more jokes. Who's ready to hear some jokes today, huh? Today, I got my best friends from back in my rock and roll days. I got Mr. KC, and he likes to be called G-Man. And I got my best friend, Mr. Hulk here. We call him Mr. H.
Mr. H.
So, my friends, my jokes today is, how many skeletons does it take to change a light bulb?
Zero.
Why would you say zero?
Because they don't have no brain and they don't have no guts.
Big brains, there's one pickle.
No pickles, alright? This is all about jokes, no pickle. But if you want to tell a joke about pickles, how many fast pickles does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None, because they ain't got no hands.
No hands, exactly.
Alright, here's another one. What's red, green, and goes 100 miles an hour?
What is it?
Frog in a blender.
Frog in a blender.
Frog in a blender, good one.
A good one.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Alright, here's one last joke before Elvis has to go back to Vegas and do a show. What's big and has flies?
A plane?
A horse?
The garbage truck.
The garbage truck.
The garbage truck. Wow. Okay.
I want you all to tune in again next time with Jokes with Elvis. This is Elvis Presley saying, don't be cruel.
Don't be a pickle. Come for your soul.
Don't be bad. Be good.
Uh-huh.
Hulk sign out. I'm feeling hulky. I'm feeling hulky. I'm feeling so hulky. I feel like knocking somebody out. And I feel like tearing down buildings and destroying cars and beating up everybody, getting all bad guys and stuff.
Bad guys, but pickle. That's a wow, they're pickle. They said to me 50 times.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go around all cities and take down all the bad guys and kick their butts.
Well, they're bad guys, bad pickles. Okay, bad bones. Well, bad nose, they're pickle too.
The only bad pickle is you.
Kick their butts.
Okay, I am DJ Wasa. This is DJ Patrick.
DJ Patrick.
DJ Kissing. I'm here to type a top 10 facts about Zootopia.
What is Zootopia?
Zootopia is the movie on the Disney Plus. The old movie, new movie, or there's something else.
What is the movie actually about?
The people, are animals. Given the species. Someone is a cop, the forest, the predators, a system.
Sounds interesting. Give us those 10 facts.
Okay. Now, number one, Nick Waddle, and middle name is W. Comedy actor James Cook Captain of the Interpassing Star Trek. Number two, and there are 64 gaming species in Zootopia. Number three, Oaken Neck was the progress of the movie It's Saw of Judy. Before the crew went to Africa to study and research animals.
Number five.
Zootopia is the second largest Disney and animal film at 108 million. It is larger at 126 million. Number six. The Lion King, Mufasa, and the Spider, Major Lion, and Zootopia.
Number 10. Ten.
Number eight. Shakira asking for her characters to see to have bigger hips.
Number nine.
The newsletters and Zootopia change to be depend on which country you are in.
Number 10.
Crystal Bell play a shot at the DMV because in a interview with Alan, she's talking about how her husband got visit her her favorite animals.
Number 11.
That's all. Then,
Number pickle.
The good news here one. My test class will be June 20th, 2026.
Cool, number pickle.
Where will that be? Casey's gonna be performing?
Yes.
Dancing with his dance group.
Yeah.
The Pickle Extraordinaire Dance Group of Turner's Falls? No.
Turner's Falls High School. Big School.
And what is the name of your group?
What's the name of your group?
The Pickle Dancers?
Pickle Dancers?
No.
Yes.
No, they're not. What are they really called?
No. They're my friends, their names. My best friend, I'm going to sell one. Jacob, Atkins, Robin, and Cassidy.
Okay, you heard that right here, folks.
Heard that right here, folks.
Go watch Casey and his dance group.
Yep.
And where is that again?
The Twin Falls High School.
And when? What is the date?
It'll be June 20th.
June 20th?
Yep. It'll be on weekend on Saturday.
Saturday night. Saturday night? What time?
Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon. Gotcha.
Afternoon.
All right. June 20th, Saturday afternoon. Yep. Turner's.
Yeah, be there. Be events.
Yep. Be there or be a pickle, right?
Be a pickle, yeah.
Or be a pickle.
And before we all sign off, we want to wish our friend Elliot a very happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Elliot. I wish you best birthday ever.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
I wish you
so much
friendly.
So why don't we all sing him a happy birthday right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elliot. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elliot. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
guys that grew up lying to science. We've got that ring of confidence.
What about you?